Hey everyone, on the early February edition of Teaching Matters, listeners met Katie Assad and Asia Cormier, both of Galveston ISD and Galveston, Texas. Katie and Asia discussed their district's use of the app Writable, a platform to increase writing proficiency among students in K-12 settings. In this second episode, focusing on Writable, we will learn more about the platform and discuss the emerging role of artificial intelligence for classroom teachers to use as a tool.
Welcome to Teaching Matters, a podcast exploring all things teaching and learning. Teaching Matters is produced by NPR affiliate WOUB Public Media in Athens, Ohio. And here is your host, Dr. Scott Titsworth, Dean of the Scripps College of Communication at Ohio University.
Thank you, Trinity. Joining me today is Andrew Goldman. Andrew was the co-founder and CEO of Writable prior to that company being purchased by HMH, where he is currently serving as the executive vice president of HMH Labs. Prior to Writable, Andrew was a founder of another edtech company called Subtext and also served in various leadership roles in the gaming industry, including being CEO and co-founder of Pandemic Studios. Andrew, it's great to have you on the podcast today. Thank you for your time.
Scott, it's great to be here. I'm excited to have this chat.
Yeah, we had a great conversation with Katie and Asia, and so it's exciting to be able to get sort of the other perspective on Writable from you. Before we get into talking about the platform itself, you have an interesting story. I mean, you spent a lot of time in the gaming world and achieved great success. The titles that you worked on, I'm sure if people are into gaming, they would immediately recognize those. What caused you to switch and go into educational technology, at that stage in your career?
It's an interesting question. So I was in games for about 15 years and ended up selling the game development studio that I founded to Electronic Arts. And trying to figure out what was next after I finished up there. And I really wanted to do something that was going to have a bit more of an impact in the next act of my life. And my mom saying to me, when are you going to do something good for this world? May have had a little bit of influence on that.
Moms have a funny way of doing that, right?
Yes, especially unfiltered mothers. That got me thinking about how I could apply a lot of what we had learned in games to improve education. And it just seemed like there was so much opportunity to make a difference. And that drew me in. It's really the creative challenge that gets me excited.
Mm-hmm. So kind of fast forwarding then, when you were the co-founder of Writable, and it came out and it was eventually bought by HMH, am I explaining that correctly?
Sure. Yes.
Okay.
We had a long partnership with HMH in the lead up to that. Mm-hmm. So then it wasn't a new relationship. We've worked together for about 8 years.
Gotcha. Okay. When Writable was created, was there an origin story behind that? I mean, you did another ed tech company before that called Subtext, but was there an origin story for Writable once you had moved into the ed tech space? How did that come about?
Absolutely. So the previous edtech company that I founded was called Subtext. And the idea behind Subtext was to bring groups of people into the pages of any book or reading and allow them to collaborate over the top of a document. And we launched it into schools, and almost to a teacher, every teacher would ask us for better integration of writing into the reading work that they were doing with students. They wanted to get at that critical thinking that would be stimulated by what students were reading. And so we developed in the wild, listened to customers a lot, and went back and worked on this solution to really engage students in their writing. Launched something that was fantastic, looked at the analytics of what was going on, and students were producing a ton of writing. We were super excited, went back to visit some of our teachers on site, and found this frazzled teacher that was completely overwhelmed by the success we had had together in getting students to write more. And it became apparent that the real problem here was how teachers scaled to the realities of their classroom. So they want to have their students writing a lot, but if they're the sole provider of feedback on that writing, it quickly becomes overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And seeing that challenge brought us into thinking about what we could do to make writing possible, really, is the way we see it, in real world classrooms.
When Asia and Katie were talking about their use of it, of Writable, of course, part of that was the feedback option. But it also seems to me that Writable is providing the teachers with sort of a platform for organizing their writing assignments. Is that correct? I mean, maybe it kind of explain the big picture of what the platform is doing for teachers and the features that it has that's making their lives easier, because I think it's more than just the feedback as I understood it.
Sure. There's a range of different assignments that can be set up in Writable. It can start from a very simple quick write, just a prompt that is getting students to write on a particular topic. But you could also take a whole book and create a collection of quick writes or essays that the students are going to do as they work their way through a book. Mm-hmm. And then the student will see something that looks like a portfolio of their writing, where they have all of their different samples together. There's also the opportunity to do assignments that are really trying to get at the process of writing. And ultimately, the most important thing that we're trying to teach kids is critical thinking and communicating. So we want to bring together a whole process around that. And you can have assignments that will start with graphic organizers, as an example, and then take students into outlining from there, and then go on to the phase of turning their outline into a draft, and then going into a revision cycle. So there's a lot of process work that can be brought into Writable to help structure what students are doing, all to that idea of going through the thinking process and then focusing on the communication of your ideas.
If a district is using Writable, does the student portfolio follow them across their student lifespan in the district, or does it reset with each class?
There's some resetting from year to year. It depends a bit on how the customer sets up their configuration. And of course, students moving schools would have separate accounts.
Right.
Portfolios are a big, big opportunity area. I wouldn't say that we've fully developed them at this point in Writable, but it does collect all of the students' work and allow them to go and see what they've done and how they've grown over a period of time.
Yeah, I mean, to me, that's one of the interesting research questions, is that growth issue that students go through, and